Hi, my name is Renee Knudsen, and I am here with Julie, and this interview is for my multicultural and diversity class at Winona State University. So thank you so much, Julie, for being willing to do this interview with me. And please just be aware that if I ask you anything that is at all uncomfortable, just let me know and we can kind of rework things a little bit. So,
thank you for having me and having you in your home.
Thank you. All right. So just to start, can you tell me where you are from, where you grew up?
I'm from Colombia, South America. I grew up in a small town, in a farm next to a small town.
Okay. All right. Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like for you growing up there?
We grew up in a farm, so we were outside in the country, and we didn't have much toys or technology, so we were playing outside all the time, climbing trees and going swimming in the stream. And just be with my siblings and friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like a good time.
Yes. Very happy childhood.
Okay, good. Can you tell me a little bit about your parents? What they were like, what they did?
My parents, they were hard workers. My dad used to manage a big farm. They planted sugar cane. Okay. So my dad was in charge of the whole farm and getting the workers ready and getting the work and managing the fields. And my mom was supporting him, so she was like cooking for some of the workers while they were in the fields.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. But how many workers did you were there?
For planting and for like the harvest. For planting about probably 10, but when they were making the process to make the sugar cane or the panela that they call, is probably about between 30 to 40 workers.
Wow.
Yeah, and they work like usually it's like for a whole week, and they work during the day and night.
Okay.
Continuously.
Okay. Yeah. And did your mom cook for
when they were preparing, they had different person helping for that. But when they were in the fields, yeah, my mom would cook for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any siblings, any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have one brother and one sister. I'm the youngest.
Okay.
We grew up together and we went to school together. We had to walk like over a mile to get to school. And we were playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was still in school, my brother, he went to the military to become a policeman, and now he is still in the police. He's still a policeman and he works for the president in Colombia. Mm-hmm. And then my sister, she got out of school and then she went to a bigger city to go to college and okay. to work. And then when I graduated from high school, I moved in the big city with her.
Okay. And what was that like living there with her?
Being with her, it was nice. I really I miss my mom, but having her, it was very nice and supportive. And then she moved back to my mom, and then it was really hard for me because I was by myself. But it was different. It was a big city, so it's totally different. Like the small town, the small mm-hmm. community that I grew up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And what did you do while you were there in the city?
I went to college, so I went for business administration, and then I worked.
Okay. Where did you work?
I work in different places, like But my last job was at school, as a secretary from the school, and then is when I met my husband.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned your husband. Tell me about your husband and your family that you have now.
Okay. So I was working at the school, and then my husband that is American went there to visit my boss, that was the principal. And then he was there like for about 3 years, so we got to meet each other, and then we got married.
Okay.
And then I moved here, and now we have one daughter that she is 9 years old, and she's in second grade. And we have my son, he's 4 years old, and he's in preschool.
Okay. And why did you guys decide to move here to the United States?
Jeff, we both experienced, he thought we will have more opportunity here for work and for better education for our kids.
Okay.
And to have a family.
Okay.
So, and then we agreed that we come here and we tried, and
okay,
it is working.
Okay. Now, did you get married in Colombia?
Yes, we got married in Colombia, and then we did all the visa process, and then I came here. But when we came here, then we had like a reception with Jeff's family and friends.
Okay, all right. And what was the process like getting the visa and coming to the United States?
Once we were married, then we did the application, and then we had like one interview there with the embassy, and then Jeff went there, and then we had to show like proofs, like picture that yes, he's actually my husband, and he had to prove that yeah, he was going to be responsible for me here. And then I got it. I came here with a like temporary spouse visa, and then I applied for my resident, and then we had to renew it like every 2 years.
Okay.
And then I think after 4 years, then I applied to become a citizen.
Okay. And so now you're a citizen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been here in the United States then?
I came here in 2007, so 11 years.
Okay. And did you come to Winona first, or did you...
When I came, my husband was working in Apple Valley, up in the cities. So we stayed, I came in March, and then we stayed until the end of the school year. And then we moved here and to Minnesota City, where Jeff's dad's live. And then my husband got a job in Rochester, and then we moved to live in Winona for a little bit, and then we got our house in Robinson.
Okay, great. Okay. And what was it like for you first coming to the United States?
It was difficult. I was happy to be living with the man I love, but it was difficult to be far away from my family, from my siblings, and not speaking the language. So it was difficult to communicate a new culture, and I had to face my first winter.
What was that like?
I was excited the first time I saw the snow. Yep. I was, oh wow, this is so beautiful. I spent, an hour watching the snow fall through this window. And then I realized, oh, it is cold. And there is again snow. Okay. And yeah, I enjoy it. But then sometimes it gets to be long, and it's missing the sunny days and nice temperatures.
So what was the weather like in Colombia?
When I grew up, it was like 76 degrees during the day and upper 60s during the night all year round. Oh. We called winter because it rains a little bit more. And then summer because it doesn't rain as much.
Okay.
So I didn't realize what a really winter was.
Yeah. That sounds like the perfect weather.
It is. It is. It is really nice weather. It's something that you don't appreciate or don't realize until you know something different.
Right. Okay. All right. You mentioned missing your parents, missing your family. Were you able to keep in contact with them at all, or what was technology like?
Like technology in 2007, I remember used to buy the cards mm-hmm. that sent in the Mexican restaurants, and then they give me like some minutes to call back
okay.
home.
Okay.
But then we got better with internet there and better with internet here, and now it's super easier because we have Skype, Facebook, WhatsApp, and we are in communication almost every day.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Okay. So you started out in Apple Valley, then you came here. You said you had a difficult time with the language. How did you learn English? How did you pick up that?
So after the summer we moved here, then I started to go to school at St. Mary's
okay.
for the ESL program, and I was there for 2 years.
Okay. And what was it like for you at St. Mary's and the people that were there, and did you have any problems with the people there or the way they treated you or anything like that?
No, actually it was a very good program, and I got to meet a lot of other people, like from Japan, from China. I had a really good friend from South Korea
mm-hmm.
and we all were in the same boat trying to learn English.
Okay.
So the teachers had experience of teaching
right.
people that didn't know English, so it was really nice. It was really good experience, like going back to high school again. So it was good.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Yes, it was fun.
Okay, and how about the community in general, Winona, Rolling Stone? Did you find that the people here were open, or did you find them any? Anybody being racist towards you or anything like that?
No, I have. I'm consider myself being blessed with the community that we have, because I personally have never received a comment or an action that
uh-huh.
is like against me or against my family because I'm not from here.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel welcome
mm-hmm.
and. At the beginning, I was still sometimes like communication because, and I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for understanding my accent is a little bit difficult, so maybe it's not much communication sometimes, but not all the time. So,
okay, so you found people to maybe be a little hesitant in getting to know you because of the gap in English or the. Maybe they couldn't understand you as well.
Yeah, but no, I'm sure it's not like they want to do it on purpose. It is because
mm-hmm.
it is what it is.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I have very few vocabulary at the beginning, so it's hard
sure.
to establish a communication or to get to know that person more because we couldn't communicate, and it's not just here
mm-hmm.
because my husband feels sometimes the same way when he goes to Colombia because
mm-hmm.
it's limited, so
right,
but it is not because the other person means something racist or wants
right.
to offend you
right. Okay. Did you, so I'm assuming you and Jeff could speak English or speak Spanish, and did you have other people that you could talk to as well in Spanish, or not really?
When I came here,
mm-hmm.
my family back in Colombia but over the phone, but around here not as much, but it was good. It forced mm-hmm. me to learn English and okay. to be able to communicate.
Okay. All right. This is kind of a side note. Do you teach your children Spanish at all?
No.
Okay.
Not yet, but I would love to because my daughter had all these issues and she cannot right. speak. And then we focus on sign language. And mm. and in the beginning when she was born, then I had over our house like a nurse during the day and a nurse during the night, and the conversation was in English. So,
okay.
No, I didn't teach Angelina English, and but Lucas was the same way. Like when he was a baby, I was starting to talk a lot Spanish to him, but then he got a little bit delayed with his speech.
Okay.
And the therapist always told me, don't worry, you keep going with your Spanish, it's just they're going to take a longer, but then
mm-hmm.
I wanted him to communicate, so I just stay in English. So,
right.
But I would like for them to learn at some point.
I completely understand. With Rose, I would love for her to learn Chinese. Of course, I can't teach her Chinese, but I'd love to have that happen sometime. But she's, you know, we're she's kind of delayed, and so we want her to learn English really well before yes. that. So I get it. So, so now that you've been here for several years, what would you say it's like for you now that you've been here?
Well, now I call it home.
Mm-hmm.
I have been able, now with kids, I have been able to be more involved in the mm-hmm. community. I have really good friends now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is much easier compared mm-hmm. to when I came. So I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's it like for you now when you go back to Colombia?
When I go back to Colombia, it's a very happy moment because it's so nice to see my family, my brother, my siblings, and my kids, interacting with them, even though they don't know English and my kids don't know Spanish, but mm-hmm. it's nice to have a relation between them. And about the country, I'm able to notice it more. Like more of the problems
mm-hmm.
that Colombia has, like poverty and equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the different culture from there to here. But I'm so able to appreciate more what I had when I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
like the temperature, like the weather.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the fresh vegetables and the fresh fruit.
Okay.
Like the spring smell every day, mm. the birds.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So I can I'm able to see like more of the problems, but also see what are the good things Colombia has too.
Okay. All right. So what are some of the things you notice more about, like the problems in Colombia now that you've been away?
Like, for example, you see a people in the street asking mm-hmm. for money or for
okay.
food. Like, for education, and I see, like, kids with problems and don't being addressed and or don't getting the help that they should. And like the difficulties like some people have or go through get a job
mm-hmm.
or like how difficult it is for others because you have a rich family and then you get better opportunities and the poor family gets less opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it's because I'm away from it or because I'm more mature than I need to see more of those.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. And you mentioned I mean, Jeff was down there for a while. How was that? What kind of experience was that for him going to Colombia? Did he experience any racism in reverse?
No, he loves Colombia.
Okay.
He likes to go back, to go there to visit. And maybe it's the opposite there, because when people see a person from America, then they want to give him attention and they want to go to them and, please, can you talk to me in English? Or they try to say a word. Mm-hmm. So he said that he likes that, like, mm-hmm. people notice it, but it's in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like, my brother is a policeman, and he always, you have to be careful, like, don't go in big cities or in public transportation. You're American, you should have some cautions. But I think he enjoys mm-hmm. it, and he likes to interact with people there.
Okay, so would you say that because he was a white American that he was possibly in more danger than...
Yes, and okay. Yeah, because, like, it's still going on, but not as much. But, like, before, we in Colombia had lots of problems of kidnapping or
mm-hmm.
or maybe taking people because they want money. So, and maybe some people there had the conception, oh, if you are from America, you must have a lot of money.
Right.
So, and my brother being a police, he probably sees more. So
right.
He always, please be careful. Don't take it too, like, too far, or be
right.
aware, or just
mm-hmm. being the protective older
yes.
brother.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. How would you describe America to, or Minnesota, Winona, any of those, to your family or to people back in Colombia, now that you've been here a while?
It's a beautiful place. Is I love it. I couldn't have a better place to raise my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy and blessed to be here. It's a very safe
mm-hmm.
place, and the community is very helpful, and you have good opportunities, like
mm-hmm.
we have hospitals, we have schools,
mm-hmm.
and jobs opportunities. So I'm blessed. I said this is a beautiful place, and my mom and dad has been here, and my brother too with his family, and I had my nephew coming to study here for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he had a really good friends, and he liked
mm-hmm.
it too, and now he's back there in Colombia going to college. So they know that it's a beautiful place.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Is there anything you would, I'm assuming you'd say the weather, but is there anything else that you would like to see changed about America?
America, general America,
yeah.
Or just Minnesota's here,
either,
our place?
Either one.
I think every single country has problems
mm-hmm.
and things to improve and
mm-hmm.
and things that they should be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So just pray that the governments we have in every country be aware of their own problems and work and for
right.
benefit the people.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Definitely. And you you mentioned your daughter has some special needs, and would you, and I might surprise you by this question, so if I do, I apologize, but do you feel like she's been treated well, or does anybody mistreat her because of her special needs, or?
No, I'm very, very blessed. Like, we have been working with Gunderson, and we have been working with Mayo, and even some hospitals in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I'm consider myself blessed, because you have all these good institutions
mm-hmm.
and they all provide very good help
mm-hmm.
and like when she was baby and she needed all these special cares, like having the nurses in our house. That was something that I don't know it was going to be able to get that in Colombia, like mm-hmm. what I got here. Mm-hmm. So no, I'm considered that the doctor has been doing as much as they can,
right,
to try to help her.
Right, that's good. What are the hospitals like in Colombia?
We went last past summer, and then my husband and my son, they got sick because they got bit by the mosquito. Mm-hmm. So they had this dengue fever. So my son Lucas, he was sick for a week in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And they knew what they were doing, but it was sad to see that they don't have as much resources, right, that we have here.
Right.
They try to do their best, well, with a little they have,
mm-hmm.
but it is sad because it can be better, and it's the sad part is because I think it's mostly about money.
Right.
That they don't, like, kids or the families that get sick there, or the place where I was, they probably don't get all that what they should, they can.
Right. Right.
And they probably don't know it, so they don't see it and they don't miss it. But for me, being here with all these hospitals with Angelina all these yeah. years, and then going back there, then I can really see it.
Right. Especially when you have one of the best hospitals, Mayo, so close.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then it was a good experience too, because then it teaches us, like, okay, you're so blessed, like what you have and what you receive.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do to help others?
Right. Okay. That's good. And you've had family, you said your nephew came here for a while too.
Yes. We sponsored my nephew and to come to study here and learn English for 4 years. So okay. He came here for 9th grade and then graduated last year from Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
And his English is super good, much better than mine.
You have good English.
And now he's back and going to college there. And he's going for business administration, and he's super smart and doing so good. So we hope that with the opportunity of learning the mm-hmm. language and being in a different country, that now he will have better opportunities there in Colombia as he become professional. And now we are in the process to try to do the same with our niece. So, yeah, she got already accepted at Qatar.
Okay.
So now we are waiting for the process to get her visa, and hopefully she will be here for this fall.
Wonderful.
And again, the idea is for her to finish her high school here and then go back and go to college.
Okay. What was your nephew's experience like at Qatar?
He loved it. He had really good friends.
Okay.
And it's an excellent school.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning, like the second year, he was young. He was only like 13 years when we got him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the same as I went through, like he missed his mama. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. And but then he went to visit her like in the vacation, so for the summer. So
mm-hmm.
and he was able to finish, like, and I think he's very happy and proud that he mm-hmm. made it all the way through.
Do you think he'll end up coming back to the United States at some point, or too early to tell?
No, yeah, don't know, because yeah, like at that point he had a visa to come to study. At this point he doesn't have a visa, so yeah, to live here they would have to have a mm-hmm. connection, like a wife or something, but at this point, yeah, we don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I was just thinking, is it more difficult for people to get visas today than it was 10 years ago, just because of the political climate or...
Yeah, I don't know. I think that like the process now is faster. Like before, you used to have an appointment and then you had to wait for months or sometimes even years to get the appointment. Now it seems to be faster. But the opportunities, I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And is the dad, the niece, is she the sister of? Okay.
Yes. She is Danielle's sister, and she is going to be 15 in the fall.
Okay.
So she's getting a little bit older than when we got Danielle. But we're excited. It's going to be a girl. It's going to be a teenager. And hopefully it will be good for her.
Yeah, and I bet your kids love having them around too.
Yes, Angelina's excited because she decided that she wanted Laura to be sleeping in her room. So she's excited to share the room and to have bunk beds.
That's cute.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you being willing to do this interview with me. Is there anything else you would like to add, or like me or other students in my class to know?
No, thank you very much. I'm happy I can help, and thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.